one of the great multimedia entertainers of our time. He's a comedian. He's a talk show host. He's an author. He's had so many brilliant television shows, and he's a diehard Raider fan. We welcome George Lopez to the official Raider podcast. George, thanks a lot for coming on. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anything for the silver and black, baby.
You got to be loving this. 4-1, 3-0 on the road. Did you expect this? You've been waiting for this to happen. Now,
well, I think the watershed moment was in New Orleans when they went for the two and they got it. Because I think that's a game that we might not have won in years past. And even in the other come from behind victory, you see things in this team that we were all been waiting to see. And I think Jack Del Rio's the right guy, a real guy's guy. And that team is performing well. It's amazing, amazing talent. And the fans have always been there. And it's, when the fans are there and the team is there, it's a beautiful time in Raiderville.
Hey, George, I'm happy you mentioned Jack Del Rio from Hayward, right down the block from Oakland and the Coliseum. He grew up a Raider fan. With all the coaches that we've seen in the past, the Raiders and Mark Davis seem to now have the right fit.
I think this is the guy. Mark Davis is, it isn't easy to be in the Davis family. Al was such a taskmaster at everything and everything in supporting the Raiders and stuff. And his iconic, that iconic presence, that iconic look and that feel. But definitely this year is a year that is exciting for fans. And I think that when you're a true diehard Raider fan, whether you go through the good and the bad, you never leave. You never leave. Like, I got invited to be at the Ram game on Sunday, and unfortunately, I was unable to attend at the last minute, but I wasn't planning on attending anyway.
When did it start for you, George, with your passion for the silver and black?
Well, I think it goes back to, the 70s, man, because, on NBC, back before cable and all that, they had the Sunday game of the week, and the Raiders played a lot. So you saw, like, Blanda, and you saw Daryl LaMonica, and you saw Stabler, and you went through, Lester Hayes, and the guys, Otis Sistrung, the guys were just mean. Listen, you can't be a Chicano and not gravitate towards the dudes that are tough. We just love people that are tough. And playing in those games and playing in the rain and playing tough and knowing they were tough and the Steelers were tough back then, it just made, I know a lot of people that are Steeler fans that have never been to Pittsburgh. I got in doctrine, and that's when my love of the Raiders began.
George Lopez joins us. George, what was it like in the neighborhood back in the day when you first put on your Raiders jersey and you're looking around and guys are wearing different jerseys? Did you ever have to go toe-to-toe with your loyalty with the silver and black?
Well, clearly, yes. Dudes would come over and knock our hats off us or spill stuff on us, and we'd have to take them out. When they came to L.A., when the Rams had left, so we're not big fans. Listen, we have so many people come in and out of our lives that we don't appreciate when someone's around and then they leave, like the Rams did, and then come back 25 years later and think like, hey, all of the signs say we're back. Well, we need more than we're back. So a lot of people left that team and went to the silver and black when they were there. Ice Cube, a lot of celebrity fans and stuff like that. Carlos Santana is a diehard Raider fan, and it's not that easy to just come back. So once I made my pledge to the silver and black, I didn't care what color the Rams were. I wasn't going there.
George, I think a lot of fans appreciate it. When you began as a celebrity, you were really loyal to this team, and as all your stand-up events came and your TV shows, comedy, talk shows, and all that, you never forgot the Raiders along the way. Raider fans really appreciate that.
No, thank you. I appreciate it, and I appreciate that. When I did my sitcom, I wore a lot of jerseys. Dan Marino gave me a jersey. I wore it. I wore some baseball jerseys, a Rod Carew jersey, but I always had I even think we told my son, this is a Raider house. This is a metal house. And I used to wear different Raider jerseys at different times. And as a matter of fact, I think when Jerry Rice came to the Raiders, I wore a Rice jersey before the Rice jerseys were even made.
Wow, that's old school. That's access that you had, George, back in the day. People are jealous that you had the ability to get that before anybody else, huh?
Oh, man, we had it made. I said, like, there isn't a jersey. I said, well, let's get a jersey and let's make one. And then I got asked by Inside the NFL to do pieces for the end of the show. Like, Wanda Sykes was doing pieces, and I was doing pieces, and one piece I did was I said that the NFL stood for not for Latinos because Jim Plunkett and Tom Flores were not in the Hall of Fame.
That's a perfect spot for me to jump in and ask you about your passion for those two legendary Latinos, because I was just back at the Hall of Fame. Brett Favre got there. I was there for the Ken Stabler induction with his family. And as you know, it was way too long for there to be a snake in the Hall of Fame. But Coach Flores was there. And you sit there and you go, what more do you have to do? There are coaches, George, as you know, in the Hall of Fame that have not won a Super Bowl. Coach Flores has won two. I'm sure you're passionate about helping him and Jim Plunkett get in.
Well, I will do anything, and so will Carlos Santana, because it is not fair that these guys are not in the Hall of Fame. Jim Plunkett is the only guy who has won two Super Bowls who is not in the Hall of Fame, and that is just not right. And listen, they always say that we're going to play the race card aside from that, because it can't be that blatant. But you cannot have Jim Kelly and Marv Levy in the Hall of Fame without having Tom Flores and Jim Plunkett in the Hall of Fame. It taints the Hall of Fame to where there's a level of disconnect, because it's supposed to be a sacred hall. There's no way you tell me that you lose four Super Bowls and you go to the Hall of Fame and you win two Super Bowls, and then Tom Flores was the first Latino quarterback to win one, the first coach of color to win a Super Bowl, and it's just, he was an assist. I mean, it's unimaginable that Mike Ditka, who has, I think, either the same or less credentials that Tom Flores is in, and Tom Flores is not in.
George Lopez is our guest. George, Super Bowl 11, 15, 18. Take me back to the greatest moments for you as a Raider fan back in the day, and it might have been when Rich Gannon recently got him to a Super Bowl. Tie it up for me with the great high moments for you as a Raider fan.
Well, listen, Matt, I was at the one in San Diego against Tampa Bay, and you know, that kickoff came. There's the whole Santana played halftime. There's the whole Jets flying over, man. We're going down the field. We get a first down. Guy stands there. He points down the field. First down. And then we proceeded to get run. But, man, I said, did we not change the playbook in the last year that we let Gruden go and then he went to Tampa Bay? Did we not take his playbook? Because I think when somebody leaves, they return their playbook. But the victory against the Redskins and Marcus Allen, it's just, and Plunkett, it's just beautiful because, you know, I was in an elevator with Al Michaels and John Madden, and I said to those, why aren't Tom Flores and Jim Plunkett in the Hall of Fame? And John Madden, who I love and respect, said, I think the door's closed on them. And I said, man, I don't think so. And I said, if you think the door's closed, dude, I'm going to open that door, and I'm not going to rest until both of those dudes get into the Hall of Fame.
We're wrapping it up with George Lopez. Okay, so the low moments, I'm giving you a choice. The immaculate reception with the Steelers, the Rob Lytle fumble, or the tuck rule with Tom Brady. Give me a story that drove you mad and crazy when the Raiders lost.
Oh, man, I'm going to say that I'm going to say that the Tom Brady moment in the snow is the worst moment.
Yeah.
Because that's ridiculous, man. I mean, that we got robbed. We got robbed there.
Absolutely.
And that was our year. That was a strong year. We were going, and you just imagine that whatever happened to the Patriots would have happened to us.
Absolutely. That was a better team than the Patriots. And the Patriots not only went on to win that game, George, they went on to build the dynasty.
That's right.
You know,
I think that's one of those moments that, you know, laces out. You know, Ace Ventura, they did three movies about the laces out. And I think that's one of the moments where you're like, man, where you're robbed and you're like, how did that just happen?
You got to give us one Coliseum story. The Raiders come to L.A. It's the Coliseum. You own L.A., your buddies, your family, and your friends. What type of access did you have in the Coliseum years?
Well, I'm going to tell you that when the Raiders first came, I was at that first game. And one of the first preseason games was against the Rams. They came from Anaheim. And, you know, imagine that the Rams had been there all those years they were there. So the Rams come out of the tunnel to a chorus of boos. And when the Raiders came out, I get the hair standing up on my arms. We could not have been more in love with this team because we knew what they meant to us already. And then to come to the Coliseum on that sunny day and run out of that tunnel in the silver and black, man, I've never been. You know, I have one daughter that I was very excited when she was born. That might have been the birth canal, that tunnel at the Coliseum, because when the Raiders came out, I haven't been as happy to see anybody come out of that tunnel than my daughter, Mayan.
George, finally, you have so much going on. What can we plug? What's going on TVs in the future, especially your stand-up acts, which are outstanding? I've seen you several times. What's next for you?
Yeah, thank you, man. We're just out there touring, and then, you know, Lopez on TV Land starts in January. But I'm always out there. Listen, I love to perform. I love stand-up. I love the people that come to the shows. I love the Raider fans at all times, and I always have to take a moment. And, you know, they have premiered access to me than anybody else.
Finally, what's your message to the Raider Nation, the global Raider Nation?
Listen, you cannot win until you understand what it's like to lose. We've lost. The last years have been tough. But I will tell you, now is the time that we reap the benefits of all those bad coaches, of all the great players who never had a chance to really succeed. So for them, this year is dedicated to the Snake, Blanda, Stabler, Casper, the 80s, Marcus, the guys, and you know what? And to Tom and Jim. We win, they win. We win the Super Bowl, they get in the Hall of Fame.
Thank you, George. This was outstanding. We'll talk to you down the road.
Absolutely, brother. Thank you. Anytime.